South is indeed strong and free.
That was the line that King Charles delivered that got the rousing applause and probably the, you know, the highlight of his deliver with punch statement that he gave this morning during the throne speech. Of course, we have covered it live, brought in different people to give us thoughts and reaction on it. And we'll continue to welcome any thoughts that you have. Text line still open for you, 1-877-332-8255. Nice day today, but boy, I'll tell you, we would love for the wind to die down, particularly in the areas that are struggling with fires. Those wildfires continue to rage, some of them not contained. We've seen a couple of them, the Shoe and Campfire, now amalgamated into one large fire, and of course is threatening lots of homes and cabins up in the Candle Lake area. So it sure would be nice if the weather would cooperate. Certainly, we know we have been waiting and getting updates from the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency, and we continue to follow this. If anything comes up, any breaking news, we will bring it to you ASAP. Well, you know, it might sound like a simple task, but hiring the right staff for a job is not an easy feat for business owners. In fact, it's a big part of what they do. Business owners don't have time to babysit job boards and sort through hundreds of resumes. And that is where my next guest and the company that she works for have come up with a solution. A Saskatoon-based tech company called Fill-A-Roll is an AI-powered hiring platform made to make hiring employees easier for Canadian businesses. It automates job postings, sorts out applications, which allows businesses, of course, to save time and focus on hiring the right person. This is big. It's not only helping people and businesses in Saskatchewan and across Canada, but it's reaching a global scale. And I'm so happy to have joining us Kelly Propp, who is the CEO of Saskatoon-founded tech company Fill-A-Roll. Kelly, thank you for being here this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So when did you get into this type of work, this AI universe, if you will?
So we started our company back in 2017, and our whole goal was to automate and systemize a very complex process. And one of the things that you quickly learn about during automations and processing is there were so many trends coming up on AI. What could it do? How could you teach code to make decisions smartly for you? And one of the things AI really started coming into the forefront in my world back in 2021, 2022, and I thought, how can we use this? How can we help build decision logic and use AI to make everybody's life easier, remove biases? So we started playing around with it a few years ago, and it wasn't really until, you know, the launch of ChatGPT and a lot of these other AI tools that we were able to really harness the power of it to help it make simple decisions for us in hiring.
It's an exciting new hiring platform, and I want to get into it in a second, but let's go back even further, Kelly. What was the problem encountered? Anytime a new business like this starts, an innovation comes forward, it's trying to solve a problem. Were you experiencing the problem? Were you hearing it from people trying to hire in other companies? Where did the inception of this come from?
So the inception, like you mentioned, it was a problem that was regularly expressed to us by our clients. Specifically, a lot of our clients who were, you know, back in 2021, 22, they had a shortage of workers, but they couldn't find the right workers. And if you have a shortage in your operations department, you most definitely have a shortage in your HR department. And many companies don't actually have a proper official HR team to help them with hiring. They're like, I need a quicker way to do it. I need a better way. I need something that doesn't fill my inbox. I need to find qualified candidates quickly, and I need to engage with them super quick, because if I don't engage with them quickly, somebody else is jumping on them. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, how can we highlight workers in a different way than all the other big job platforms out there? And we were thinking about this, what do they care about the most? They care right away, are you local? Do you have the qualifications? It's not so much about necessarily the who for a lot of our employers, but it's what can you bring to the company, what other skills you have, and are you actually ready to work now? And so that was how we started using AI to solve that issue.
Makes complete sense. Kelly Propp is my guest, CEO of the Saskatoon-founded tech company Fill-A-Role, which is basically making hiring employees easier. Let's talk a bit about how does Fill-A-Role work?
So Fill-A-Role is actually really simple. So you can go to the website, and within, 3 minutes or less, you can create an account and post a job. So what it does is our tool, you answer a couple of questions, and it takes into consideration all the job codes in Canada. What is an administrator and what do those job duties look like? And it auto-populates all of that information ready for you. It even, if you put in your location, it'll actually tell you what the median wage is for that position. So if you don't know how much you should pay an administrator or pay a welder, it will automatically say, based on the title of welder, these are the job duties for a welder, and this is actually how much a welder should be making is a median wage. And so you can go through that, you can review it, and then you can post it and you can be done. So you don't even need a job description already. You just need to know what a title is, and it'll tell you what the duties are. Are you offering benefits? Yes, no. Are you, looking immediately? Yes, no. We try to make it simple because crafting job descriptions, that's the part that takes forever. Mm-hmm. So we want to use all the Canadian standards that already have this built out, ready for everybody. We just make it really, really easy and accessible for them.
Fill-A-Role is a tech-based platform I mentioned. You can find them at fillarole.ca. So how does your AI that you use at Fill-A-Role differ from platforms like LinkedIn or indeed some of these other web-based platforms when it comes to job hiring that exist?
So our AI look specifically at resumes, reading the actual skills they have. So if they have anywhere in their job description performed MIG welding, but maybe they don't say welder as an example on their resume, it'll say, hey, this person can do these skills. So we have a fuzzy search. It reads everything, picks out their skills, and actually qualifies them based on skills as job matches. So it works both ways, and it also double checks where the people are physically located. So it's like, hey, this person says on their job title, they're in these locations. This is where they're actually located. So it helps highlight where they are. Mm-hmm. And so right away, all right, person A, B, and C, they're all qualified. People D, C, and F, they're not qualified. So now the qualified candidates pop right up at the top of the list. You're not sent notifications of every single applicant that applies. You're just notified of a qualified candidate right away. So you can see the qualified candidates immediately. You can see where they are, see what their skills are. So that's how our AI works. And it takes out biases. So we don't have anything for gender, age, all of that. Those are all removed. So we find it really helps because it allows employers to remove any natural biases they have on their own. And it just highlights, hey, these people have these skills, which matches what you're looking for.
Kelly Propp is my guest, the CEO of Fill-A-Role, which is a Saskatoon-founded tech company. They're an AI hiring platform. So whenever we talk AI on the show, which is a lot, we feature AI is becoming so prominent now. You will get people that are quick and easy adopters say, absolutely, this streamlines thing. But there's always those that are a little more skeptical or intimidated by AI. What do you say to ease their concerns, Kelly?
I think AI is like any other revolution that we've seen throughout history. It's a wonderful tool that can really help as long as you know how to use the tool correctly. And that's why some people get so excited and adopt it, like, oh, a new tool to make my life easier. But it only makes things easier if you give it really specific parameters. They give it very specific rules on how to operate. And that's what we have done. We've made it really specific. We've trained our AI. We've put a lot of guardrails, so to speak, so it doesn't go off the rails, mm-hmm. off the road. Make things so we've given it very specific rules on how to operate. And I think understanding that that's the difference between each different AI model is what rules and what constraints have been set up. Mm-hmm. So we set up really specific ones. And I think if you view AI as not this strange sentient being, but rather a tool that follows really specific logic patterns, and the more logic patterns you give it, the further and more things it can develop and change. But we keep our logic and our rules very tight. So I think that helps ease some people's fears, especially because a lot of our clients, you know, they're business owners. They're not necessarily, AI can put them back a little bit, like, what is this? They just want to make sure the tool works really well. And right, that's what we do.
Kelly Propp is my guest. So what about hiring trends? I'm not an HR professional, and lots of people that run businesses aren't HR professionals. So staying on top of hiring trends is important. And I understand this is another genius way to incorporate and understand those trends and how they implicate. What are some of the what I would call hiring trends across our province and maybe across Canada that people are dealing with right now and bringing in employees?
Yeah, we have two things that really come up from a lot of employers right now. They're either, you know, with all the tariffs and trade wars, they're really concerned about what this means for them. So they're putting things on hold. They maybe need to hire, but they're waiting. So there's a lot of companies out there just waiting to see what this means. They're cautious. As a country, we are typically a little bit more cautious. We're also noticing that a lot more people are able to find local workers. And I'm not sure if it is specifically what the reason, but it's really nice to know that a lot of companies who predominantly relied on immigration are now able to find a lot more locals in their region. Mm-hmm. So that is also really nice to hear, because that's what we want, right? To have more local engagement between employers and employees. They're also, I think, companies are more willing to look outside the box. Instead of finding that perfect cookie cutter match, they're willing to take a little bit more of a risk on other skills that employees have.
I've got your website up here again, fillarole.ca. It's easy to find. It's been mentioned before that you're making global impact. Can you tell us how?
So one of the things that we notice is companies, they post jobs on a variety of job sites. They find a great candidate. That great candidate is not necessarily in Canada. They're somewhere else in the world, but they really want to hire them. They didn't find anybody local, but now they're stuck in this strange limbo. Their job ad wasn't standardized for immigration rules. Now they're just stuck. So what we do is, during the whole job advertising process, is our AI and our tool helps you set up a job post with all the specific requirements for immigration, if that's something you ever want to go down. And so we make it so that you advertise on the right amount of sites, you advertise to the right demographics, whether they're Indigenous, newcomers, people coming back to the job force after a significant gap. We try and hit these demographics that are often missed by some of the bigger job boards. And that way you have proven, as an employer, that you've done your due diligence to try and hire a local but didn't find the right one. And now you can go through and request approval from the government to hire a foreign worker. Mm-hmm. So we do that whole first step for you, whether you need it or not, but it's ready to go. Because there are a lot of really great, talented people worldwide, and some people are looking for a little more diversity or just a new way of thinking to add innovation to their companies.
Kelly, this is outstanding. I'm so proud of the fact this is a Saskatchewan company. So good on you for this. And we'll be watching close, and we'll have you back on the show again in the near future.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you so much for having me today.
Kelly Propp, CEO of the Saskatoon-founded tech company, Fillarole. They're an AI hiring platform. Again, easy to find, fillarole.ca. That simple, whether you're an employer looking to hire employees or you're someone looking for a job, this website can help you out. And again, great Saskatchewan roots on this one. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.